Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast episodes. So today the sun is shining. I am sat in a vest top because I've just been on a very sweaty walk and I'm feeling very spring. I feel like spring is in the air. I feel like all is starting to feel a little bit weller in the world. Let's hope, let's pray. So I'm just buzzing that I'm not sat in a jumper right now, if I'm honest. And the sun feels good. The sun feels warm, positive. I'm here for it. So I hope that that sun energy is beaming into your ears today. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. I'm just high on life right now in terms of the sun. I feel like we've all been in caves all winter, especially with this lockdown. So warm weather and spring is so welcomed. So welcomed. So following on from my last solo cast where I spoke about, releasing resistance and how do we release resistance from our manifestations? How do we stop blocking ourselves, or cock blocking as I like to call it, ourselves from manifesting? So do go and listen to that episode if you haven't listened to it so far. It's a great episode all about talking about releasing resistance, control, repelling things. And I want to move on from that today and talk about whether we can make wrong decisions. And this is something I get asked all the time, and it nicely ties in after that episode because I'm going to talk about open to all possibilities, decision making, can we make the wrong decision, and what do we do when we're in that middle ground of what the F decision do I make, Emma? I don't know what decision to make. So I've got a few cool examples I'm going to give you with this. And I just think it's a great conversation to have, to be honest, because I think even if you're really on the spiritual path or you're new to the spiritual path, I think every single human being has that question of what if I make the wrong decision? And it's really interesting because I think this definitely comes up for people when they've done a lot of inner work, they've gone through the sludge, the mud as such, and they're like peeking into that new beginning. They're like peeking like, oh, I finally can get a breath of air, like I'm here. And then they're like, oh, now opportunity's here, now change is here. Now I've almost got that kind of like fork in the road where it's like, right, left or right, which way do I go? And what if I don't make the right decision? And it's a really interesting one because I've definitely had those thought patterns. Like, oh my God, I've had those thought patterns loads over the years. And I remember in a reading with Rachel, my psychic, like years ago, she said that like your nan's coming through and she's telling you like, remember, you can never make the wrong decision. And I thought this was just my nan saying this, like, thanks, nan. Thanks for the moral support. Glad you believe in me. But I realized, through multiple conversations since with many psychics, with intuitives, just like actually having those conversations and discussions and learning myself as well through my own journey, I don't believe we can ever make the wrong decision. Now, I'm going to give some clauses to that because I feel like there's some some exceptions to that is the word I want to say. There are some exceptions, i.e. free will. But yeah, let's dive into that before I'm like, but no, let's just dive into it. So do I think we can make wrong decisions? No, but also yes, depending on what you are doing. So if you are in alignment, if you are, you know, making healthy decisions and healthy choices for your highest good, and you're making decisions from an aligned, balanced, good place, no, you can never make a wrong decision. If, however, you, let's say, for instance, were like, if I look back to like the beginning of my spiritual journey, where I definitely wasn't connected to myself, I definitely wasn't, what was an intuition? You know, I really was like on a not so great path, shall we say. Do I think that people who shut themselves off and refuse to do the work can make bad decisions? Yes, or wrong decisions, we'll say, not bad decisions, they count as well, but wrong decisions. Yes, I do. But again, just to complex that answer a little bit more, what is meant for you is never going to pass you by. So even for instance, if you made the wrong decision and you were like, actually, nah, that's not for me, I'm going to choose something different. If that thing or whatever it is, job, relationship, house, whatever it is, circumstance, friendship, whatever, if that is like, should we say, like a soul contract where you literally have to go through that, or it literally is meant for you, there is no way in this earth it's not going to come back around. It might take some time to come back around, but it's going to be persistent, you know, like if that is like destined for you, it's going to happen. So say for instance, like windows of opportunity, and this is what psychics and intuitives talk about a lot, windows of opportunity. So say for instance, whether it was like a job, a house, relationship, friendship, whatever we're trying to manifest here, there's like windows of opportunity. So say for instance, because there's like two parties involved, hence where the free will comes in, one of the parties hadn't quite aligned, meaning that maybe that part you are like, no, that's not for me. But then later on, say like 6 months later, that is for you because it's aligned in a better way. But then we could argue, is that divine timing or was that always meant to happen? Aha, we'll just chuck that little spice in there. Was it always meant to happen that way? So I think, you know, it's a great discussion to have. I just wish we had a whole room of us here having this discussion instead of me just saying it to you. But bring this discussion to the Law of Attraction support group on Facebook, my support group. Bring this conversation to me on Instagram as well. Like, you know, there's plenty of ways for us to have this actual conversation together. So really, if you are trusting your intuition and listening to your intuition, if it is making a choice which you feel in your soul is for your highest good and is an aligned, healthy choice, why would that be the wrong answer, you know? And I think as humans, we like overthink things and complex things all the time. Hello Virgo sat here like, you name it, I've thought of it as an outcome. And I think, you know, that can really, I guess, like stop us in our tracks because we're like, well, fuck, is that the right decision? And what if it's not? I don't want to then like mess up what is for me by making the wrong decision, right? I think that is the crux of what most people come to me with. What if I mess up what is for me by not choosing the right thing or the right path or the right direction? But the thing is yes, we are the creators of our life. Yes, we use the Law of Attraction. Yes, we create our realities. But there is also, you know, a divine plan. And I was on Clubhouse at the weekend with Kyle Gray and some other awesome spiritual teachers and influencers. And we were talking about this and Kyle said, like, yes, have ideas of what you like, but you have to surrender it up to the universe because God's plan, as he calls it, you know, could be even better than ours. And there is a plan. And I do really agree with that. And I think that's what I've had to really surrender to most in my own journey is surrender to the uncertainty, surrender to the unknown. And actually, sometimes you're not going to know everything. And sometimes when you take that leap of what's the right decision here, what if I make the wrong decision? Sometimes we're not going to feel that crystal clear clarity of what the right route is. But that's why, you know, leaning into your truth, leaning into your intuition and using different, you know, modalities as such to maybe vibe into that or allow those steps to appear to you is the best way. So if you're not getting that hell yes or hell no from your intuition, then maybe things like oracle cards and tarot cards could be a tool that you could use. But equally, it's looking at the usage of that as well. You don't want to become reliant on these things to make your decisions. Like, you make your decisions, you know? So it's like, this is why some people go to psychics, or some people use divination, or use pendulums, or use, or even get other people's advice, right? Of like, what do you think I should do? And I think sometimes that's really healthy to do, because I think sometimes we do like block our vision and we do kind of see tunnel vision. And I think I've definitely realized that from actually speaking to people sometimes, I have had clarity, which maybe I wouldn't have had if I just sat there in meditation, like, come on, come through to me, answer, which choice do I make? So sometimes we almost like overdo it. So sometimes like having that like third party, whether it's like an oracle card, a reading, a friend, whatever, sometimes like perspective can be good. Someone else's like non-judgmental perspective can be really positive and put things into perspective that maybe we wouldn't have thought of before. So I definitely think if you're on that path and you're like, right, I feel like I'm making the most healthiest choice for myself. And again, like, sometimes it may not always feel like the right choice. Like, I've had moments in my life where I've had powerful intuition come through, and like my Emma-ness is like, what are you doing? Like, you don't want to walk out of that relationship. And then my intuition is like, girl, like, please walk out of this relationship. You're going to thank me. Sometimes we don't want to take, or we don't want to make that decision because it feels scary, or it feels like, well, what if nothing comes in and I've made that bad choice? But you know, it's like money, relationships, anything in life, there's always more. There's always more. There's like an abundance of it. There is no like rule in your life of like, oh, you only get this set amount of money, or you only get this set amount of love, or this set amount. The universe is endless in possibilities, and endless in abundance for every single human being. So I think it's, again, taking yourself and saying, right, do I trust myself? Like, if I'm not willing to make that leap of faith, if I feel like that is probably the right thing to do, do you trust yourself here? Do you trust the universe to catch you? And do you trust yourself? Because sometimes we avoid making those decisions and choices because it feels scary. And again, like I said, that statement of people have said to me, what if I make the wrong decision and it messes up what is for me? But if we're always making the right choices, as long as it's from that heart-centered, you know, aligned place where we're listening and we're listening for feedback and we're tuning into what feels good, is that not what's meant to happen all the time, right? And we always end up where we are. And I am a big believer of, we are always exactly where we're meant to be. And I've seen it time and time and time again in my own life, in my own divine timing. And as frustrating as it feels sometimes, I'm like, whoa, check yourself. Like, be grateful for where you are at, because all those choices and all those decisions where you didn't know whether it was maybe the right or wrong thing to do, you have ended up somewhere so much more powerful and so much more aligned, where actually you know that you did make the right choice because it feels good. And you're going to know when you've made the right choice because it feels good. If it's giving you anxiety, and again, fear, like, let's be real, when we make big scary decisions, whether we know it's the right or wrong thing to do, there is always going to be an element of fear. There's always going to be an element of, okay, now I've got to walk the talk, you know? So I think be mindful of that. But if it is giving you anxiety and fear, that probably isn't the right path, because, you know, when we listen to our intuition and listen to that hell yes, hell no, it feels expansive. That right answer feels expansive, no matter how maybe intimidating or like, oh God, that, you know, that's really going to take a lot from me to, you know, do this. It's going to feel expansive, and it's going to feel almost like, I know that's the right thing to do in my soul, and I'm going to do it. No matter how scary it feels, I'm going to do it to feel that expansiveness and feel that expansiveness of possibility, which does feel lighter and better than the other choice. And again, like when I said about free will, there is so much that comes into decisions, right? Into what choice do I make? What do I do? There's always free will. So the universe says, right, here's the path but which path do you want to take to get to where you want to be? So there's multiple ways that things can lead you exactly to where you're meant to be. You're just free will choosing all the time. So whether you maybe take a slightly easier path, or maybe you take a slightly longer path, or maybe, I don't know, you choose another soul lesson. I mean, I'm not acting like I know how the universe works here. This is just pure examples. But, you know, whatever choice you make is what your soul needs at that time. And regardless, you're still going to hit each milestone along that soul plan, that soul journey, because you're always exactly where you're meant to be. And obviously we live in a more complex universe now, where timelines are shifting, things change quite quickly. But again, you're always exactly where you're meant to be. And again, this was what was meant to happen, right? So I think it's about really remembering that when you're tuning into yourself, listening to your heart, listening to your soul, and making healthy aligned choices for your highest good, how could that ever possibly be a wrong answer? If it ends up being like a sad choice or something that could upset people, or, you know, there's tons of things that could, you know, impact other people with our choices, right? I think it's about trusting that the universe is going to support them as well. We can't sacrifice our happiness and our, you know, like our fulfillment and highest good because of fear or, you know, that sort of thing. So remembering that you're always exactly where you're meant to be is really important. And trusting in yourself, of trusting like, I've got this, like I signed up to this journey, I signed up to this path, like I've got this, like my angels got my back, the universe got my back, Emma got my back, it's all cool. So I think like...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Leaning into that confidence of like, actually, the more I listen to myself, the more I listen to my soul, the more I listen to my intuition and make sure that I'm in the best place possible, like energetically wise. So, you know, looking after yourself, looking after your vibration, doing your daily rituals, all of those things to get you in a good vibe, you're always going to make the right decisions. And think about it. You look at muggles here, our non-spiritual friends of the universe. They make decisions all the time. They don't sit there saying, what if I make the wrong decision or whatever. I mean, they might to some degree, but they're not here like consulting the tarot cards, consulting the oracle cards, calling upon the psychics, calling upon the friends, calling upon the angels, calling upon the spirit guides, calling upon the unicorns. They just make a decision, right? And they'll follow their head or their heart. And most of the time, let's hope people choose with their heart, of course, but the head can also be useful sometimes. Like, let's not disassociate from logic sometimes. Logic is good sometimes. Whereas obviously feelings and heart and love is also good as well to choose with. So I think as spiritual folk, we overcomplicate things sometimes, where we're like, oh, but universe, I don't want to make the wrong decision. Yet literally everybody who's not spiritual is like making decisions every day. And some decisions will feel easier than others, right? And again, people who aren't spiritual as well sometimes stay stuck and are forced to make decisions. I definitely was before I spiritually awakened, because I wasn't connected to all this stuff. So it goes around in circles, really, of do we overcomplicate things? Do we not? Do we listen to our intuition? But ultimately, if something is going to happen, it's going to happen. And you can't stop that. Good or, well, everything's positive, really, in the grand scheme of things. But whether it feels positive at the time or not, it's going to happen. And there's going to be a reason for that. And I think it's about really relaxing into that space and saying, well, actually, how do I open up to all possibilities here? How can I release any resistance to know that I am making the right choice here? And you'll know you've made the right choice by how it feels, as difficult as it may feel. And I think look back to your, you know, the lessons you've learned along this path already and say, right, are these reflecting any lessons I've learned, or is this reflecting any healing I've done? What decision did I make before? And is this the universe testing me to say, right, babes, let's go. You done the healing. What choice are you going to make this time? We're going to choose bigger and better, right? So I think it's, again, looking at that and saying, have I done some healing? Is this choice reflecting something I've learned or experienced or evolved from before? And how can I do things differently now to match my current vibration, to match my current energy, and to match the stage you're in now, the stage of life you're in now? So what decision and choice is going to reflect the version of myself now, essentially? And I think that's a powerful one, because it allows us to take stock and reflection upon how far we have come and then say, is my resistance to this choice or choosing the right or wrong thing because I know that I need to make a different choice this time, which I probably haven't chosen before, which feels quite scary, but it feels expansive and it feels like, damn, that's probably the right choice. And when you make the choice, you're going to know it's going to feel good or it's going to feel icky. And again, if something is for you, it's going to come back around whatever you choose. So whether you have readings, whether you use oracle cards, whether you consult your angels, spirit guides, whatever, meditation, take it all with a pinch of salt. Get the guidance, of course, sometimes it is useful, but trust yourself a little bit more and trust the universe as well. Because even if you had no readings, no oracle cards, no friends, none of that, and you were literally just forced like a monk to trust yourself, there was no other divination tools to give you any answers other than yourself, you'd still end up making decisions and you'd still get exactly where you need to be because you're listening to yourself. So sometimes the distraction of outward validation stops the inward validation as well, or the inward decision-making tool that is our intuition. But I think take the pressure off it a bit and trust that you're going to vibe into it, you're going to get some answers. And once you have that, listen to yourself and act upon that accordingly into what feels expansive and good. And then once you've chosen that, it's really about opening up to all possibilities, which sometimes can come a bit before you've made the choice as well. Because again, it's saying like, let's look at the healing here. What am I up leveling to? What choice do I need to make, which actually could be a bit different to maybe what I've chosen before, because I've learned, I've grown, I'm here. The universe is saying, okay, next level, let's pass the test sort of thing. And then it's opening up to all possibilities and saying like, I trust the universe here. I trust the universe. Like, I trust my intuition. I trust the universe. And no matter how this turns out, whether it's what I'm going after or something better for the highest good of all, I know I'm always making the right choices. I know I'm always making the right choices because I'm listening to myself. I know I'm always making the right choices because I'm aligning and I'm doing the work and I'm showing up and I'm listening to my heart. I'm listening to my soul. And those are the only things you need. That inner GPS is the only thing you need in this life to navigate any choice or any decision or anything that comes up, right? So take your power back with that. And if you want to get extra advice, again, that's not me saying don't, but trust yourself a little bit more here and trust the universe that where you're, like, think about it. Think back throughout your whole entire life. Did you make any wrong decisions? Now, that's not wrong decisions. Like, we've all done stuff where we're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Or, yep, that was probably a bad decision. Was it though? or was it divine? Was it a spiritual lesson that you had to go through? Like, I could easily sit here and say I probably shouldn't have chosen some of the men I've dated or been with, but do you know what? Every single one of them taught me something so valuable that allows me to be here now to attract the right person, right? Like, I don't regret any of those things. They weren't wrong decisions. It was the version of myself at that time that had to make that decision to allow every single breadcrumb since to unfold in the way it has to be in this place. So nothing was ever wrong. Nothing was ever a bad choice. It was what my soul chose to learn and what my soul needed to learn at that stage. And then from then, I've made better and better and better and better decisions for my highest good because I've spiritually awakened, because I've learned a lot along my journeys. And I mean this in all areas of my life. And, you know, that's how we grow and evolve. We learn. We learn on the job, right? We're like, oh, no, that was bad. We'll make a better, more aligned, higher self decision next time of what to do in those situations. So this is why I say, look at your past or look at your healing and say, is this a test, a level up, a reflection of what I've maybe had the choice of before, but now I'm going to choose differently? And I probably guarantee it is. It might not be, but my hunch is it probably is, because it definitely has been in my life. And I think when you know that you're making the right evolved decision based upon your healing, based upon the heart-centered version of you now, who is in a better place, in a more aligned place, how could that possibly wrong, you know? Even before, like, how could any of those decisions possibly have been wrong when you're here and you're here as, you know, a pretty decent place? And even if it's not for you right now, you're going to continue to make good decisions, even though they may not feel like that at the time, or they may feel scary. So lean into what feels the most expansive, because the expansive choice is probably going to be the right choice for you, but only you can answer that, right? Only you can answer that. And it's going to be different for everybody. But when I make decisions, I'm like, right, what's the most expansive? What's the most, I guess, liberating choice that is going to empower me and allow me to shine as my best self? And that's really the guide I would use here. So again, do I think you can make a wrong decision? No. Do I think if you're not in an aligned place, you can? Yes. If something is meant for you, though, can you mess it up? No. Unless you really shut yourself off and was like, literally, yeah. I mean, to a very degree, if you literally went the total opposite way, was totally shut off, probably. But still, it could still catch up with you later in life. So that's an extreme example there, but I'm just saying, if someone really tried to avoid something, it would probably still end up happening anyway. So what is for you will never pass you by. You cannot make a wrong decision when you're doing it from the right place. And I think that's so important to remember. And opening up to all possibilities is key as well, of like, actually, I do hold that vision and I do trust my intuition, but also, heck, what's the worst thing that could happen? What? Something better's going to come along? When has anybody ever complained that something better's come along? Like, oh, do you know what? Like, I'm just so annoyed that something better came along. Like, nobody's ever said that, right? Nobody's ever going to say that. So trust that the universe never leaves you without. The universe only ever detracts something from your life or subtracts something from your life to replace it with something more evolved and something more aligned for your highest good. So, are you ever making a wrong decision? I don't think so. Personally, I don't think so. Again, someone might be listening to this like, Emma, totally disagree with this. So again, this is why it's great to have a conversation about this. But in my opinion and how I've experienced life, no, I don't think you can. I really don't think you can. And apart from those expectations, like I've said, but again, still going to come back round. That's how karma works. That's how soul contracts work. That's how our soul plan works. The universe has a plan for us as well. So trust yourself that little bit more, because you will make the right decisions. And you will, because you always have before. So you always will again, right? Just listen to yourself a bit more, because you've got the power within you to make the right choices. You've got the power within you to say, what is for my highest good? and act from there. And maybe it's little choices at a time. You know, I am a big preacher of like, I'll deal with it when it's on the table. What's the point in stressing about decisions which may or may not even come up when it's not on the table? Deal with today, queen. Deal with today. And this was the biggest thing that I did with my book deal. When I was trying to manifest my traditional book deal, I had an offer, well, I didn't have an offer at the table at that point. I was having conversations about an offer being on the table, and I thought, I don't want to get my hopes up because I've been here before. I am not going to sacrifice my truth, my branding, like who I am, and the right publisher will align to that. So I literally didn't make any decisions until the offer was on the table. And then it was. And then I made the decision, and I made the right decision. But at the time, I was questioning it, like, is this the right publisher for me? Is this the right path? But I made the right decision despite not knowing. I didn't know whether my publisher was the right choice for me, in all honesty. I went through every pro and con. I was like, what do I do here? But I made the right choice because it was meant to be published with them. And then I've done another book with them, and hopefully many more. So despite not fully trusting, I still made the right decision, and I still ended up exactly where I was meant to be. And I actually looked back on one of Rachel's readings, like from years ago. Like it must have been about 2 years before I signed that book deal, and she described the logo of this company, and it was exactly the same. So see, I still made the right decision, even forgetting what Rachel said, forgetting what anybody had said to me or what anybody's practical advice was. I still made the right decision. And I think, you know, I look back through a lot in my life and I say, just deal with it when it's on the table. You don't need to make every single decision in your life right now. You don't. If, you know, deal with what comes up that day. Today, what choices do you want to make? Well, you have the choice about how you feel. You have the choice about how you want to show up today and how you respond to people. So that's your choice here and now. That's your decision here and now of how you show up and how you want to spend your day. Anything else, deal with it when it's on the table. Don't stress yourself out with that, because you will still get to exactly where you need to be in the timing you need to be in, because that's just how life works. That's how the universe works. So trust yourself, trust the universe, and trust in that timing as well of you will make the right choice when it comes up, because you always do and you always have. So you always will. Anyway, I hope this podcast has been interesting for you. And I hope for anybody listening who has been worrying if they're going to make the right decision, I know you will. So don't you worry. You're all good. And I hope this podcast has inspired you to maybe take some positive action, maybe listen to yourself a bit more, and to, you know, deal with it when it's on the table. That's it. Deal with it when it's on the table. It's as simple as that. If it ain't on the table, don't worry about it yet. You don't need to make a decision yet. So I'm sending you all so much love. And remember, we're in the possibility of new beginnings and a lot of exciting energy right now. So have fun with it. Have fun. We freaking deserve it, right? After the last year we've had. Have fun. And if things are feeling serious or heavy right now, lean into it. Deal with it when it's on the table. If it's not, have fun and trust. That is the most simplest advice I could give you, right? Have fun along this journey, and you will always make the right choices because you're in that aligned energy of fun, of happiness, of, you know, you're doing your work, you're showing up, you know, you're in that right place. So you can never make a wrong decision from an aligned place. You just can't. It's impossible. Well, nearly impossible, right? Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. And of course, let's continue this conversation over there. Or please message me on Instagram, which is at I am Emma Mumford, with your thoughts on this as well. I would love to hear. Anyway, I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'm sending you all lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.